DeepEnglish.com. Second Chances, Active Speaking, Part A. Philip and Paula DuPont paid $100,000 for their dogs, Ken and Henry. How much did they pay for their dogs? They paid $100,000 for their dogs. Who paid $100,000 for their dogs? Philip and Paula paid $100,000 for their dogs. The dogs were expensive because they are clones of the DuPont's original dog, Melvin. Was Melvin expensive? No, Melvin wasn't expensive. The clones were expensive. Clones created by SOAS, a laboratory in South Korea, are usually $100,000 for just one. Ken and Henry were a two-for-one bargain. Were the clones created in the U.S.? No, the clones weren't created in the U.S. The clones were created in South Korea. Melvin was a special dog. He only cost $50, but Philip said he was the best dog they ever owned. What kind of dog was Melvin? Melvin was a special dog. How much did he cost? He cost $50. Who was the best dog they ever owned? Melvin was the best dog they ever owned. You could talk to him and you swore he understood what you were talking about. It was weird. Who would understand what you were talking about? Melvin would understand what you were talking about. Was it weird? Yes, it was weird. The DuPonts loved Melvin dearly and considered him part of the family. They even trusted him to babysit their grandson in the backyard by himself. Did they love Melvin? Yes, they loved Melvin. Did they consider him part of the family? Yes, they considered him part of the family. Did they trust Melvin? Yes, they trusted Melvin. Did they trust him to drive their grandson to school? No, they didn't trust him to drive their grandson to school. They trusted him to babysit their grandson. When Melvin was getting on in years, they decided they didn't want to lose him. Was Melvin getting on in years? Yes, Melvin was getting on in years. What did they decide? They decided they didn't want to lose him. They turned to SOAS Laboratory to give them a second Melvin. Who did they turn to? They turned to SOAS Laboratory. What did they turn to SOAS Laboratory for? They turned to SOAS Laboratory to give them a second Melvin. While Melvin was still alive, they took a skin sample and sent it to the lab. What did they send to the lab? They sent a skin sample to the lab. The lab extracted eggs from a donor dog, removed the nuclei from those eggs, and replaced them with Melvin's skin cells. What did they extract from the donor dog? They extracted eggs from the donor dog. Did they replace the nuclei with Melvin's skin cells? Yes, they replaced the nuclei with Melvin's skin cells. The eggs were then shocked with electricity to kickstart cell division, creating an embryo. Was Melvin shocked with electricity? No, Melvin wasn't shocked with electricity. The eggs were shocked with electricity. The eggs were placed into a surrogate mother dog, and 2 months later, Ken and Henry were born. When were Ken and Henry born? Ken and Henry were born 2 months later. When Melvin met his two clones, the three dogs acted like old friends. Did Melvin act like his clone's father? No, Melvin didn't act like his clone's father. Melvin acted like his clone's old friend. Ken and Henry followed Melvin everywhere, and Philip and Paula said they looked almost identical. Did Philip and Paula follow Melvin everywhere? No, Philip and Paula didn't follow Melvin everywhere. Ken and Henry followed Melvin everywhere. Their personalities and behavior were also remarkably similar. What else was similar? Their personalities and behavior were similar. Paula says, Melvin used to come over and rest his head on my lap and look up until I started asking what he wanted. Did Melvin ask Paula what she wanted? No, Melvin didn't ask Paula what she wanted. Paula asked Melvin what he wanted. When I came to the right question, he would wiggle around, shake, and sneeze. What would he do when she came to the right question? When she came to the right question, he would wiggle around, shake, and sneeze. The puppies do exactly the same thing, and they have the exact bark. Who does the same thing? The puppies do the same thing. Do they have the exact bark? Yes, they have the exact bark. The original Melvin died, but having Ken and Henry have helped the DuPonts deal with the loss. Have Ken and Henry helped the DuPonts deal with the loss? Yes, Ken and Henry have helped the DuPonts deal with the loss. While many people think that cloning is unethical, Philip and Paula couldn't be happier. Do many people think cloning is unethical? Yes, many people think cloning is unethical. They are even thinking about cloning Melvin again so their grandson can have one. Why do they want to clone Melvin again? They want to clone Melvin again so their grandson can have one.